We are now 10 days into the new year. How do you like it so far? You know, if any of us had the idea that turning a page in the calendar to a new year was going to make everything better, we were clearly mistaken. In all seriousness, this has been a harrowing week for our country. And it is still a very trying time for all of us. Meanwhile, the pandemic marches on, and COVID deaths are mounting by the minute. By the minute. And so our challenge as this year begins, particularly with respect to the pandemic, is how do we keep ourselves going when we're already worn out and worn down? Over the holidays, my son Ben and his family contracted the coronavirus. They're all fine now. And my granddaughter Vivian and daughter-in-law Riley had mild cases, but my son Ben got hit hard. He was wiped out for a few weeks and is still recovering. And at one point he said to me that he had realized. He said, "Just because we're all tired of this, doesn't mean that we can ease up. We actually need to be more careful than ever." Well, that's true. And yet that also is very hard to hear, isn't it? Because a part of us thinks, really? I mean, good heavens, after all these months, we have to be more careful than ever? And the answer is yes. Fortunately, we know what to do to protect ourselves, and we're doing it. We're wearing masks, we're maintaining social distance, we're staying home as much as possible, we're curtailing our family gatherings as well as events and activities. All of these things we do to safeguard our bodies. But how are we taking care of our souls? How do we keep our spirits up so that we can keep going? You know, what we really need is like a spiritual reboot, an inner refresh of the life energy within us. We need a sort of a reawakening. And fortunately, we have the perfect tool to do it. Our own creativity, which has been working overtime already for the past 10 months. You know, as we so often sing in Cliff Rubin's Affirmation Rock, we are powerful, creative, spiritual beings. We can create anything we want this life. As we teach in Unity, we are made in the image and likeness of God the Creator, or if you prefer God, the creative force or energy or impetus, however you wish to describe it. Well, we are made in the image and likeness of that, so that we too are creators. We have the divine faculty to create. This is so huge. And now, today's circumstances challenge us to be more creative than ever. The question before us is, particularly as we look out ahead and anticipate at least a couple more months of living in relative isolation, how can we brighten up these otherwise dreary days of sameness? How can we generate more joy and fun and meaning into our lives? When I've put that question out to the universe, the answer that I have received is this: bring more energy into your life and more life into your energy. About a month or so ago, I made the comment to Reverend Richard, "Honey, we're in a rut. We're in a rut. It feels like every day is Groundhog Day. We get up at the same time. We do the same things. We have our breakfast. We do our work during the day. We come together at night. We have dinner, maybe watch a little bit of TV, and then we work on a jigsaw puzzle, and then we go to bed, and then we get up and we do the whole thing over again, over and over again." And I don't think I had even realized how much we were in a rut and how repetitive this behavior had become. And until I began to have neck problems. My neck started really hurting. I went to the chiropractor, and she said, "Are you looking down a lot?" And that was my clue that the jigsaw puzzling had gotten a little out of control. But in any event, we had this conversation about how can we create a shift, right? How can we bring some new energy into our days? How can we liven it up a little bit? Well, we thought we could get a dog. No, too much trouble. Well, we could get a cat. No, I'm allergic. Well, we can grow a garden. Bingo! What a great idea! And of course, it's winter. So we decided, I decided to go with what I would call a mini indoor garden. And when I say mini, I mean mini. Here is what it looks like. Here is the forthcoming crop of tomato, and that middle one is strawberry, and the one on the far right is the up-and-coming pepper plant. I will be sure to let you know when the bountiful harvest has arrived. But the point is this, it doesn't even matter, right? Because it's something new, it's something energizing, it's life-giving. You know, these little plants have become symbolic to me. They represent bringing new life into the household, or creating sort of a new activity, a new energy. I love taking care of them. I'm a little concerned about that middle one, that strawberry plant, and I have often thought of Eddie Watkins Jr.'s song, Get Out of the Way and Let God Do Its Thing, when he says this, "You don't plant a seed and dig it up to see if it's growing." Well, I've been very tempted, let me tell you. But the point is this. You know, this may speak to your heart, this may not speak to your heart. It doesn't really matter, because we all know ways. We can all think of ways to bring new energy, new activity, new variety, new vitality into our lives. And when we bring this freshness into our lives, we're stirring up the energy of spirit, this life-giving, life-enriching energy of God. In John 10:10, Jesus says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly," abundantly. Not in drips and drabs, not hanging by your fingernails, not just slogging through life trying to get by, abundantly. Living full out, activating all your senses, your sense of creativity, letting the Spirit show up and shine through you to be all that you can be, to enjoy your life. Now let's remember for a moment who he was speaking to. These were people who really were just getting by, just barely making it. They were the disenfranchised, the disheartened, the disempowered, all the disses. They were downtrodden. Abundant life, they must have thought. What is this guy even talking about? Doesn't he see how hard our lives are? Well, of course he did. But he didn't give all the power to those temporary appearances. He saw beyond them. He saw the grand and glorious possibilities in each of them and in all of us. It was really as if he was saying, quit sitting on your duffs, whining and complaining. Get up and live. The power of God is in you. Use it. Use it. You know, the same is true for us. You see, our travel may be restricted. Our social interactions and opportunities may be limited, but our minds aren't. Our creativity isn't. If our lives have become boring and repetitive, it's because we let that happen. And we can change it. We can change it any moment that we choose to. Step out of our habitual thinking, habitual patterns, even make one small change. Do one thing different. All it really requires is that we be willing to dig within ourselves and pull ourselves up. You know, this is an important lesson, an important teaching, because anytime we're going through hardship in life, and of course we're all going through hardship right now, and I know some of you are particularly going through very painful, difficult times with your health, with loved ones, with caregiving, with grieving. Anytime life hands us that kind of difficulty, it's up to us to dig down within ourselves, and sometimes we've got to dig pretty deep to find that energy and that resolve to pull ourselves up, to get up and get going. When we do this, we find that life is right there to greet us. This is how we activate spirit and bring ourselves our own healing and the manifestation of our own potential. You see, if our lives have become gray and dull, we can make them colorful once again. One of my favorite gifts at Christmas, you guys will appreciate this, was an Amazon Echo. For those of you who don't know what an Amazon Echo is, allow me to explain as briefly as possible. It's like having this little robot friend in your home. It's a little sphere, goes by the name Alexa, and you can ask Alexa to do all sorts of things. You know, what's the temperature, what's the time, what's the forecast, what's the news, whatever it is. Alexa has many capabilities, most of which I will never take advantage of. But the one thing that I absolutely love is that it plays music, and I can request any music I want, and it'll play it like that. What a beautiful thing. It's not that I couldn't have played music before, right? There's other ways to play music in your home. But now the house is filled with music. Filled with music, music that inspires, music that makes me sing out loud. Sorry, Richard, makes me sing out loud. Music that once makes me reminisce. You know how music can bring back a song? My favorite song right now to sing to is Stevie Wonder's song, I Am Singing. It has a long, I think, African name, but that song is so great. Songs can bring us back into God. They can help us relax. The other day, I asked Richard to dance with me in the kitchen, and we danced to Neil Young's Harvest Moon. You see, all this, all these are ways that we can activate more love, more light, more peace, more joy in our lives. But maybe, you know, maybe music is not your thing. And if that's the case, that is totally all right. Because there are so many other ways that you can stir things up, that you can bring in more life and light into your daily living. So how about listening to an audiobook or a podcast? Podcasts are quite a haven, and some of them are really funny. You can take up a new hobby, photography, painting, knitting, whatever lights you up. Learn a new language. You've got time for that. Write poetry. Journal. Make your life interesting, shake things up. You can rearrange the furniture in one of your rooms, give away clothes or belongings that no longer bring you joy. You know, nothing raises your energy like getting rid of clutter. And there are people out there in the world that can use what you no longer need. You can watch old movies that inspire or delight you. You can stretch physically and spiritually. Maybe you can't go to a yoga class, but you can find yoga on YouTube, and soon we'll be offering chair yoga on Zoom ourselves. And one of the sweetest gifts that you can give yourself is to go back and rediscover something that you always loved to do. Maybe you've forgotten about. Maybe you've just put it on the shelf, or you're just not doing that anymore, but you rediscover it because it was special to you. For me, that was playing the piano. When my children were little, I took lessons with them. And I haven't played in many, many years, and I was not good at playing the piano, but you know what? It didn't matter because I loved the way it made me feel. I just loved making music. There was just something really magical about just being at the piano. You probably have experiences like that too, ways in which you sort of lose yourself in something. Those sort of experiences and activities can be transportive. They can bring us into a new realm of being, one that we commonly call the zone, right? right? I'm in the zone. When you're in the zone, you're so engrossed in what you're doing that you lose track of time, you lose track of yourself, you even lose track of everything around you. You're in a state of sort of elevated being, feeling one with life. On the spiritual level, we often call this flow. I'm in the flow. I'm in the flow. Oh, boy. That's a beautiful, that is a sweet, sweet feeling. There's actually a book called Flow, written by Mihai Csikszentmihalyi. And he says that these activities, where we become totally absorbed and create the mental state he calls flow, that these are the key to happiness. We might say it's like finding your bliss. He says it takes some effort and focus to achieve this state, but when we are in it, time disappears. We have no fear of failure. We have no really self-consciousness at all. Can you guys relate to this? We can think of something where, yeah, it's like we lose ourselves. In the process of losing ourselves, we most deeply find ourselves. I think of this flow as the state in which we are closest to the divine. Well, interestingly, the same concept of flow has surfaced in a wonderful new film that has just come out called Soul, S-O-U-L. I've seen it 3 times now. It's a wonderful, wonderful film. And there are, you know, many sort of subplots in this lovely film, but one of the key plots, it's about a soul who is trying to find its spark in order to be born here on planet Earth. And there's a lot of discussion about what that means. Well, what does spark mean? What is our spark? Because we all have it. And my take is that our spark is our inner drive to engage with life. It's that inner energy. It's that desire, kind of claiming within us, yeah, I'm in. I want to be a part of this. I want to live. There's a beautiful sense of this spark helping us appreciate life and engage with life, not just when everything is going our way, but even when things are difficult, appreciating life in even the small ways. And there's a great little story. Have any of you seen this film? There's a great little story told in the film by one of the main characters, and she says, a young fish in the sea goes up to an older fish and says, I'm trying to find this thing called the ocean. And the older fish says, the ocean? That's what you're in right now. And the younger fish says, this is water. I want to find the ocean. You know what that made me think of? The way we're all looking for God. But it's all God. It's all God. All of this, all of you, all of what's transpiring. Can you see it? Can you notice it, even in the difficult times? The glorious gifts that come along and make life so wondrous. Often as I look ahead to 2021, I catch myself thinking, oh, I can hardly wait till it's spring, right? Things are going to be so much better. We're going to feel this lightness, lifting for all of us. But then I say to myself, why wait? Why wait to feel joy? Why wait to feel that inner spark? See, we can get out of our rut right now. We can invite more fresh energy and life into our days. So let me be very direct about this. If you've been sitting around in your sweatpants for 10 months, if you've been staring blankly at the television or watching the days go by as you are transfixed by your electronic games, if one day after another feels the same so that you are either transfixed or living Groundhog Day, it's time to get up. It's time to get up. Get up and get going. Activate that beautiful energy in you. You can make your life so much better in these coming months. Reactivate, reignite that creative spark within you. Reach out reach out for life, my friends. It's up to us to do that. And because when you do that, when you reach out for life in even the smallest ways, it comes rushing back in to fill you up, to inspire you, to bless you, to love you, to cheer you on, to make even these hard times beautiful. Let's turn now to our meditation. Not all beautiful, but moments of beauty. I need to add that. Let's breathe in. Release and let go. One more time, breathing in. Just feeling spirit move in and through you, blessing and touching every cell of your being. Peace. Be still. Peace. Be still. Taking this moment to feel love moving in and through you. Appreciation for how far you've come in your life, all the challenges met, all the victories won. Here you are. And the future spreads before us and you as a field of infinite possibilities. Even today, I invite you to breathe in and out through your heart space, relaxing into the sense of the universe supporting you, encouraging you, loving you. And listen for guidance on what is next for you in this masterpiece of your life for a few moments in the silence. Give thanks for this knowing that each of us is on our own unique path, our own journey through life. And so it is true for all those we love, and so we bless it. And we look forward to our divine unfoldment and the divine awakening of all beings. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.